Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. Use the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
Michael Labby.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
I found a charge on my account this morning after I woke up that I did not authorize from you guys. And the lady that I just spoke to told me it was some kind of contest that I did not enter.
Okay.
And the charges were $59.89.
Yes, sir. I'll go ahead and look into that just one moment. Okay, so I did see here that you were charged to $59.89. It was for a meal planning app called the Bites Hub Meal Plan. And it was added on during a contest entry for a craftsman item.
Yeah, no, that wasn't me. I was in bed sleeping this morning.
Okay. Well,
because it wasn't on my account. It wasn't on my account when I went to bed. And when I woke up this morning, it was there.
Okay. Well, since you don't recall creating this account, I can file it as a fraudulent claim. I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forward for a pending investigation and that any false claims.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was saying that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you did not participate in the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and refund the account. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Yeah, because I didn't do it.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and process this as a fraudulent claim and process a refund for the $59.89. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't use the card anyway because I'm waiting for a new one now. This is like the 6th time in 2 months that I've had to go through this.
Yes, sir. Well, is there anything else I could assist you with?
Nope, that's it. I just want my money refunded and now I'm a happy boy.
Yes, sir. So once again, the refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.